You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hey, Selfish Babes. Welcome back to another Selfish Babes Selfish Talk episode. So in today's episode, I want to read another excerpt that I wrote called So I Tried to Be Thick. Remember, these are writings that I'm just writing about my experience, my journey, my life, and I just felt like sharing them with you via podcast as well as video, sharing my experience so maybe you can reflect on your own experiences as well. Hey, Selfish Babe. If you've ever wanted to start your own podcast, I recommend trying Anchor by Spotify. It's the platform I love for podcasting. I really love it because some days you just want to get out what you want to say easily, and the Anchor app allows you to record your podcast right from your phone. One of my favorite things I love about Anchor is that you can add background music to each episode and cut audio quickly to add in advertisements. Anchor will distribute your podcast to all the major platforms like Apple, Spotify, Google, and more. Anchor is free. To get started, go to anchor.fm to start your podcast today. Maybe one day you'll be making millions from your podcast. Make sure to take a screenshot of this episode and tag at Selfish Babes, at Olanike Osibuwale, and at Selfish Talk Podcast. I'll have all the links to my Instagrams below. So, this is what it says. If you see my phone and my YouTube, that's what I'm reading. Growing up, I was always slim. Skinny, some would say. The standard perception of beauty for a black woman was to be thick. So I tried to be that, thick. There were so many tricks in the book that was said to work. Eat lots of white bread and get it hit from the back, being the two I remember most and tried. I didn't get any bigger. I've been called MAGA by my mom before, meaning skinny in Jamaican patois. It seemed like it was just horrible to be a black woman and not be thick. I wanted to be thick, but at some point along my journey, gave up the idea. When I went to college, I worked out and squatted more, sometimes with weights and sometimes without it. Instead of getting thick through sex and bread, the new way to get thick was in the gym, so I tried it, lol. I wasn't consistent with it though, but I do think going to the gym helped my booty shape a bit, lol. But again, I gave up the idea of getting thick. At some point, I began liking my body. I loved how I looked in swimsuits, I didn't have big titties and a huge ass, and I had no desire to get surgery. I didn't want to look like how everyone else was starting to look. Big breasts, big ass, but from surgery table. No shade to anyone, just not my thing. I wanted to look like me. I said affirmations about my beauty, like I am beautiful, like I am gorgeous, like I am sexy, and I still do say affirmations about my beauty and how I look. For me, looking into the mirror, observing myself in my body, and saying good things about it has helped my self-concept. Dressing myself in clothes that make me feel good about my look has helped me to feel good. I actually feel beautiful. If I had to put a timer on it, I think I began really feeling this way when I was 28. It took time to grow in my confidence about how I looked, to embrace my body, and really love it. It also took a ritual, spiritual self-love rituals to help me see and feel how beautiful I really am. And you guys know I always end this with my ending, which says, when you speak the things you desire, when you believe it's possible for you, when you love yourself and open up your mind to the possibilities, you are shifting your reality in your favor. Remember this, Selfish Babe. So, yeah, you know, I've had different experiences on what beauty means to me, what it means being a black woman, what it means being a Caribbean woman. And I feel like I'm able to just see myself as a beautiful person in general, like really admiring my body, admiring how I look, admiring my locks. I walk past a mirror and I am enamored by my beauty. And that's really beautiful to feel. And I would love for my selfish babes listening to also feel that way about themselves, no matter what size you are. And so saying affirmations about your beauty, and I'll probably make an affirmation audio about your beauty, about how gorgeous you are, about you thinking that you are sexy, will help you to create that vision of yourself in your mind. You know, you may be at a place where you may not feel beautiful right now, but that doesn't mean you can't say these affirmations about your own beauty. Remember, you are creating your heaven here on earth. And so when you are saying those affirmations, those words of change and power, you are shifting your internal cells in your body. You are transforming your own personal energy, and you're going to change how you treat yourself and what you do for yourself. You know, for someone that's like, they may not feel beautiful, but they maybe don't even put any effort to how they look and how they dress. And I'm talking about how they look and how they dress for themselves, not anybody else, but there's no effort there. But then you start saying these affirmations, you may notice some changes like, I feel like I want to have a style. What is my style? Let me kind of browse and see. Oh, I want to buy this for myself. This looks nice. Oh, I want to cut my hair. Or maybe I want to grow it longer. I want to try out this new style. You start doing things that are in alignment with what you are speaking and what you are saying. And so eventually one day you're going to look in yourself in your mirror, at least I'm affirming so, and you're like, damn, I'm fucking gorgeous. You know, I'm trying to say, like, I get those things. Like, I walk past my mirror and I think that to myself today. And that feels amazing, because it feels amazing when you're the one that feels beautiful. Like, it's always nice to get complimented by other people, right? But when you feel that way about yourself, your energy shifts. You are walking in a different vibration. And in order to get into that vibration, you kind of spoke your way there and you started changing some of your actions. And so that's why these affirmations are important, my selfish babes. If you do not have my app, Selfish Babe, where I do send daily affirmations and self-love reminders to your phone, it's free. Download it at selfishbabe.com. Click on download. We're at 195,000 users. I want to get to 1 million users. So make sure to share my app, put reviews in the app, put a 5-star review. Let me know how the Selfish Babe app is changing your life, changing your mindset, and changing your way of being. I love you guys so much. Affirming a wonderful, wonderful day or evening. Thank you for listening. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you're on my YouTube. Bye.
Hey, Selfish Babe. So you know that we are always about self-love, and that includes taking care of your mental health. Highly, highly important. I started therapy this year, and it's been very beneficial for me. And so if you are a selfish babe that has been thinking about getting therapy for past traumas, I know we all have past traumas that you've experienced, whether that be from your parents or loved ones, etc., then I highly recommend BetterHelp Therapy. It's an online platform that allows you to find a therapist that works for you, and they are also affordable. So if you're a selfish babe that wants to get their mental health together and wants to have a therapist, I highly recommend BetterHelp. And you can get a 10% off discount code when you go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe. betterhelp.com/selfishbabe. And you're going to get 10% off with our code selfishbabe. So sign up via the link in the description. Love you guys. Hey, Selfish Babe. So if you've been wanting to get fit, work out, whether you want to be slim and trim, or maybe for like for me, you want to make sure that your cardio is good. You want to make sure that you can, you know, hike or go up a flight of stairs without breathing so heavy. I highly recommend the Queen Warrior Program by Fabiana Ferrarini because it is an at-home workout. I don't like going to the gym, y'all. I don't like having to leave my house, much less. I like to be at home. And if I can open up my laptop or click on my TV channel and I can work out from home, that is what I'm going to do. And so in the Queen Warrior program, I really love her program because it has yoga. It has HIIT workouts that are 30 minutes or less. It has intense workouts that are higher. They have dancing. They have like just arms or booty. Like she has everything. And you don't need to get extra equipment. You just have to use your body. And so if you are a selfish babe that wants to work out, wants to get in great shape, just wants to take better of care of your physical health, I highly recommend the Queen Warrior program. And you can get a 7-day free trial when you sign up at queenwarriorselfishbabe.com. That is queenwarriorselfishbabe.com to get a 7-day free trial and I'll also have that below in the description. Bye. Hey, Selfish Babes. So if you are looking for a course that is going to teach you how to love yourself on a deeper level, how to tap into your divine feminine, how to become the goddess in your life, I highly recommend my Selfish as Fuck Academy, okay? It is my number one spiritual self-love program where I'm teaching you how to set up your self-love altar, how to set up your ancestor altar, how to tap into your pussy power, how to make your self-love candles, how to make your spiritual baths, and how to pray for yourself so that you are a blessing in your life. I'm going to tell you a quick little bit about it, okay? My Selfish as Fuck Academy is the one-stop course for the woman who wants to choose herself, love herself, step into her power, and be more selfish with herself. No more excuses, selfish babes. Become the goddess you are meant to be with my spiritual self-love rituals taught in my Selfish as Fuck Academy. Manifest your best self, the love you've been desiring to show yourself, and your best fucking life. Show up for yourself, pray for yourself, and become a blessing to yourself when you learn the lessons in my Selfish as Fuck Academy. To change, you have to work on your inside, your thoughts about yourself, your beliefs or lack of beliefs, and your own limits. Join my Selfish as Fuck Academy today to learn, and you can find out more information at selfishbabe.com/courses. I'll have the link description below, okay? Love you guys. Bye.